On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, only on PBS Talk Radio.
I love the name of my show, On the Couch, because, well, isn't that traditionally what people do? They get on the couch when they talk to the therapist. I actually do have a couch in my office, but people usually sit on it. But they can lie down, too. That's the classical psychoanalytic couch, you know, that people used to use. But most psychologists, therapists, especially in Los Angeles that I know of, have chairs. People sit up from now on. But that's fine. You can do whatever you like, wherever you're at. This is Dr. Michelle. It's so nice to have you with me. Good morning. And we're going to be talking about romance. I'm going to give you a little guide to romance and how to, you know, put that spark back into your relationship a little bit, how to make things more exciting in your life. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you about ideas about how to spark your relationship. I'm going to also share with you some of the things that people have done, some of my clients. And also we have a special guest in studio today. He's a colleague, life coach, and his name is Mark Stevens. And he's going to tell us how he began, and also he's going to talk about his relationship and how he has put the romance into his and made his relationship really exciting. So we're going to be talking to him as well. Just to give you a little background on who I am, I'm Dr. Michelle, licensed psychologist, office in West Los Angeles. If you'd like to reach me or comment, you can do so at DocMichelle@AOL.com. Also, log on to my website domain, DrMichelleTherapy@AOL.com. I'd love to hear from you. And maybe you can share some of your ideas with me as to how you put the romance back into your relationship. Of course, it was Valentine's Day, and I don't care if you didn't have anyone in your life. You know, you can be planning about the things you're going to do. I want to tell you that I went into the market. I had to run in and get something at the market late yesterday, and I was coming home from my office, and I saw all these guys in line. It was so cute. All these men in line had all these roses in their arms and these cards that they'd gotten at the supermarket. And you know what? More power to you guys. That's what that floral shop is for in the market. So you can, you know, bring that dozen red roses, pink roses, whatever she likes home, or whatever kind of flowers in the garden. Good for you. Some guys had candy with the flowers, and they were all nervous, and I was kind of laughing because I thought it was very cute. But I like that a lot. Now, just a little side note. Guys, you can do that every day of the week, or you can surprise your lady once a week. But we'll talk about that in just a minute. So I told you I'm a relationship expert, Dr. Michelle. I work with people who have all kinds of stuff going on in their lives. Anxiety, stress, depression, self-esteem issues. But primarily, I really work with relationship stuff. So I think it's really important to focus on helping people with that, because that's where most people come to get help with their relationships, whether it's their family members or their lovers or their wives or husbands, because this is where we see our troubles unfold, because we're not having decent relationships and we have to figure out why we're not doing that and feeling so badly, and that's because of all those other issues, maybe anxiety, depression, self-esteem issues and all that, which goes way back. But anyway, so that's what I'm about. I want to give you the phone numbers, by the way, toll free here in the United States, 866-515-6977. 866-515-6977. Outside of the U.S., 323-284-2254. And there you go. So today we're going to be talking about a guide to romance. Okay? You know, for some people, romance is easy when we're dating, right? Right? You remember that, right? Or if you're about to kind of get yourself ready for a relationship, it's the chase that fuels everybody, makes things exciting, right? And after the chase is completed, and then we're married or we're living with, the relationship's kind of formalized, you've committed, the challenge seems to be gone. The spark that caused the romance kind of goes out a little bit. Why does this happen? This is classic. And this is the hardest on people who expect the romance to continue only to find that their partner no longer acts romantic. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're kind of familiar with this, whether we've been in marriages or just general partner relationships, whatever. This doesn't mean that the partner's not interested or that he's not in love, she's not in love. It means merely that the driving force of the romance has ended. Now, why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons, and I can give you some of those reasons. For some people, familiarity leads to being in a rut. Many people automatically mold themselves and their lives into schedules. And these types of folks, you know, we tend to revert to this method of living. Once our relationship is formalized, things become familiar. It makes it easier to handle the demands of day-to-day life, right? We're on schedules. But it can lead to a stagnation of romance. Again, this doesn't mean that the partner's not interested or that they're not in love. But they're not taking the time to look outside their routine. And this is, like I said, we talked about this last week, how we organize our lives, how we organize our schedules and all that stuff. So at this point, what I'd like to do is welcome my guest in studio today, colleague, life coach, Mark Stevens. How are you doing? Nice to have you with me.
Well, hello, Dr. Michelle.
I think you're on the wrong microphone. Let's see if I can get you on the right microphone. There
How's
you are.
That one? How's
I
that
don't
one?
Think that's working either.
How's this one right here?
No.
No?
That's all right.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Okay.
That's not working either. But what we're going to do is we're going to get you queued up and ready to go in just a little bit to see if that microphone works.
Okay.
There
we go.
Alive
there
and living.
We go.
Nice to have you with us.
Well, it's nice to be here.
Okay.
You know, facing the traffic. And,
well, that's all right. We made it. It's really nice to have you. And, you know, I guess being a life coach in general, you get a lot of people with relationship issues, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting to watch people, the people that my clients that come to me,
mm-hmm.
especially men.
How yeah,
to
I bet.
Keep that spark
yeah.
going in mm-hmm. that relationship.
Exactly. So do you find, and I was just talking about this, what happens is many times when we get into our routines and our partnerships and our marriages, it gets kind of stagnant because, you know, and then as time goes on, they start feeling like, okay, I'm just going to function and get up and get my coffee and get the kids off. And even if you don't have kids, get ready for work. And so things do get stagnant. So sometimes you just get so rolled up into it that you got to refresh it.
Well,
right?
Absolutely. What I tell a lot of my male clients
mm-hmm.
is that as they as the relationship matures,
mm-hmm.
what they need to do is remember
mm-hmm.
that moment that they saw that woman that they fell in love with.
Uh-huh.
The moment. And keep that in their mind's eye. Because
oh, I like that.
That will excite them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how beautiful your woman is, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever. You know, relationships end up getting a little tired.
Right,
okay?
Sure.
And how can a man refresh that? How can
mm-hmm.
a man keep that relationship going? How can he keep that excitement going?
Right.
We're only in our own bodies.
Right.
Our minds are in our own bodies.
That's exactly
so
right.
So it's important that, you know, there's many steps to this.
Right.
But keeping it fresh.
That's a great, you know, fresh is the biggie. And that's really the most difficult to do. So you may have some ideas that you have suggested and worked on and all that. So maybe for the guys and ladies out there, because we're guilty of that as well. I think women are more, because like I said last night, you know, when I was in the market, all these guys had the flowers.
Right. Yes.
And they were all looking stressed and it was getting late and they had, you know, and it was so cute. But I think, you know, because, you know, women are more into the romance a lot of times. We're more sensitive. We get more sensitive and, oh, we forgot my Valentine's thing, you know, like that. Although we say, that's all right. It's okay. You know. So anyway, I think some of the ideas, and you shared this with me earlier before
right.
we went on the air today.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the ideas that you give to guys that you talk to?
Well, slap it around a little bit.
Okay.
Keep it fresh. Okay.
Slap it around.
Slap it around.
You better rephrase that. Excuse me? No, what are you talking about specifically?
Keeping it fresh.
Okay. So kind of wake up and realize that, this is a new day, and keeping it fresh means looking at your lady like she was your
brand
girlfriend
new.
And brand new every day.
Brand new. There's an old saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, I forget the saying right now.
Okay.
But
so you're having a good time, aren't you, this morning? I'm having a good time, too. So before Valentine's Day, you were talking to some gentlemen, and you were helping them out, and you told them some of the things there, and
well,
I see.
Number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a date. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you wake up with the woman, you make coffee, you have breakfast, you
barely
go to work,
right?
You're running,
right?
If you have kids, you're taking care of the kids,
right?
You come home, you have dinner, you watch a little TV, you talk a little bit, right to bed,
right?
Next day, same thing.
Okay.
I'm
bored just listening.
Oh, the thing is make a date.
Okay.
Okay. Make it special.
All right. That's
Say,
good.
Darling, sweetheart, look. I want to make a date with you.
Uh-huh.
Friday night, 8 o'clock.
Good.
It is a date.
That's perfect.
Take the kids over to the friend's house.
Right.
You know.
You got a plan.
What? You got to make a plan.
That's a good one. What's another idea?
I think we all forget this.
What?
Okay. A nice, sloppy, juicy kiss.
Yeah.
Make kissing a very special event.
Ah. Instead of just the peck on the cheek or the running out the door or whatever like that, this has to be a night. So you're talking about putting the passion back into those kisses.
Grab her.
Oh, you know how many
grab
women
her
would
like
love
you
that?
Want her. Like,
yeah.
Grab her like you grabbed her the very first time in your relationship.
Okay.
Look into her eyes.
Oh.
And kiss her like you really mean it.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Okay.
What I see a lot of times, and one of my most common complaints of couples is that, you know, she's always in a hurry. He's always in a hurry. So what you're saying is both of you need to slow down, take that 30 seconds or 1 minute, hold each other, and really get a great kiss going on, like a very sexy, passionate kiss. Passion
make
is the word
it,
here.
Make it last.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
I like it.
You know, men have a dual personality. Men have a yin-yang approach.
Okay.
A male-female. And
really?
Men need to tap into that. This may sound a little funny, but they need to tap into that female side of them.
Oh, absolutely.
To access the female male part of the woman.
I like it.
So when you kiss and you touch each other and you caress the erotic parts of each other's bodies, you got to remember that this is the passion.
Right.
Got to bring the passion back. Because after, let's say, 10, 15 years of marriage or being together, there's a tendency to slow it down.
Sure.
There's a tendency to get a little bored.
Sure, sure.
that's what's so fun about spontaneous sex.
Yes.
I call it the SS approach, spontaneous sex.
Okay.
And I think that's really important.
Yeah, that's real. I would say that's really important, of course, if you can... you got to make time though for spontaneous sex sometimes. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but no, that's a great no. I love it. So a lot of your men, when you were talking to them this week, responded very positively because you told them to, you know, when you kiss them in the morning or in the evening or whenever you can, whenever you see them, make it really passionate. Make it work. Put that passion back into that relationship.
Juicy.
Oh, juicy. Okay, whatever.
Juicy.
okay. Whatever that means. By the way, hopefully we'll hear from some of your clients in response to you giving them some of the ideas. Okay, so what other suggestions would you give?
Spontaneous things is actually one of them. But arrange a special dinner.
Yes, that's right. It's like arranging a date, taking your time, doing all that, you know, make time for that person, make the passion, do special little things. And so I see that you had some other ideas, you know, that you had written down that were great because as from a guy, one of the reasons why I had you come on the show today is because I can talk endlessly about relationships and to men and women.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a gentleman, and you deal with a lot of men. So
well, thank
you can
you.
Really help me. You can really help me explain to guys kind of what they need to do, because you're a guy and you also see some of the issues they're having.
I think one of the things about men and women in relationships is that the more of a woman the woman is, that has a positive effect on the male.
Okay, so what does that mean?
What does that mean? That means that the more female the woman is in the relationship, the more male the man becomes in the relationship.
And how do you define that? I mean, what would you say? More female, what does she have to go, oh, help me, I'm drowning, or, you know, save me, or, no, what are you talking about?
More femininity.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wear nasty underwear under her clothes.
I see where you're getting at. Okay. Be more sensual. Bring back the passion into your relationship.
Be more seductive.
Oh, okay.
You know, I see a lot of patients, a lot of clients in their 40s and 50s.
Okay.
And the biggest complaint they have is that the wife, the girlfriend that they've been with for a long time, they just, you know, get into a rut.
Right.
I think it's very erotic.
Mm-hmm.
As the woman is getting undressed, and she's wearing something sexy.
Yeah,
underneath.
Exactly.
It makes her feel better.
Oh,
it makes her feel sexy and sensuous.
Sure.
And then that makes the man feel like, oh, she really cares about me.
Uh-huh.
She cares enough to be able to wear that and feel good about it. And so that must make me feel good about it.
All righty. So that's one of the suggestions that you give to the women. And maybe the guys can suggest to the lady, hey, why don't you put that whatever on when you have some private time with them?
You know what? You know? For the men, they need to work out. They need to get in shape.
Okay.
They need to get rid of that pot belly.
Okay.
They need to stop eating ice cream.
Wait a minute. So you're talking about, you know, just kind of being conscious of your body as well as you know, women do. I mean, we're always paranoid about trying to keep our bodies in good shape and all that. But what you're saying is men need to do as well and take care of themselves because sometimes they let that go.
Absolutely. They let it go.
Okay.
They become fat, flabby. They don't take care of themselves.
So what we're getting to as well is, you know, some guys take their partners for granted thinking, well, they're used to me and they're used to seeing me in the morning and then the evening, and they're used to this is the way I am, and we get into our habits, so they're bored with me because you've been with them for X amount of time, so you can just let these things down.
Absolutely.
So what you may suggest is keep the mystery, a little bit of the mystery going.
Absolutely.
Change it up.
Mystery.
Take good care of yourself.
The mystery.
Yes. Dress, you know, sexy like you're just beginning to try to impress that person. Keep that up.
Change the fashion.
Yeah. We all have
shake
bad
it up.
Day. Shake it up.
Spank it up a little bit.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy, we're having fun. I don't know. Well, I guess let's see. That's okay. It's 11:25 here in Los Angeles. We can talk about that, I guess, at this time of the morning. So what are some of the other suggestions there that you have given some of your male clients about helping them with, you know, just spontaneity, getting things going?
You're sitting there watching TV.
Right.
Okay? Your maid is sitting right there. Play with her hair. Play with her hair.
Okay.
Lean over. Whisper something in her ear.
All right.
And, you know, when you have kids, I think outward affection is a positive thing.
Yes, exactly.
Parents that kiss and show their children that they love each other is a great way to show support for the family.
Oh, yeah.
I think the greatest compliment is when a child goes to school and he says, oh, yeah, I saw my dad kissing my mom last night.
Sure. That's great. Now, the big, sloppy, passionate ones might not be a good idea in front of the kids. But, I mean, what you're
talking
about
depends on their age. I mean, you know.
Large displays of affection sometimes
are
good.
Yeah. If the child is, you know, in their teens and they, you know, they're going out and with their friends and they're doing their own experimentation in regards to their sexuality. I'm not talking about doing it. I'm talking about kissing. They need to see. They need positive role models.
They need to see that their parents are human beings and that they do have passion for each other still.
Right.
So that's great. No, that's a great idea. Yeah. I completely agree with you.
Snuggling.
Snuggling's good.
You know, everything that I learned about love, I learned before I was the age of 10.
Mm-hmm,
and that was, snuggling is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good. You have a healthy upbringing. That sounds great. Good for you. Some of our parents didn't do that. You know, it was forbidden in front of the kids. But
Another thing? Mm. You know, when you're not feeling too well.
Right.
Sometimes men have headaches. Sometimes men have muscle aches, whatever.
Right.
Women have headaches.
Usually the women have headaches. But you.
I got a headache. Not tonight.
You know what? It's our. That brings up one point, but we'll talk about that after
all
this.
All right.
But rubbing each other, massaging each other.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
one thing that you don't have to do.
You're saying.
Take each other's clothes off. Hold each other in bed.
That's good.
Two, naked bodies, rubbing each other, holding each other. It's
That's
not
great.
A bad thing.
Sure. I suggest to a lot of the couples who come in and see me to relax a little bit and to just snuggle and cuddle and get, you know, sometimes when you're in such a routine, you've got to get used to each other again, even. It's kind of like, bada boom, I'm leaving the house, goodbye. So you've got to kind of get used to that warmth and not just passing each other in the middle of the morning or the night
thing?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Take a shower together.
That's a good. Oh, those hot bubble baths
wash
with the candles.
Wash each other.
There you go. I like that.
Put
That's
the,
a good
put
one.
Put the soap in places where.
That's
know.
Great. Well, you're. I love this guy. You know what? I think men are going to love this. I think men are laughing right now, and women are going, "That's what I'm talking about." I've been trying to give him that hint. No.
This is internet radio.
These are all great ideas, though. No, exactly. These are things you need to do to kindle that romance, to keep things alive and flowing. And because it's really important. Something that I found is a common complaint of women is that guys don't keep track of things sometimes. Mm-hmm. Guys don't keep track of things. You know, they're always in a hurry. They're always moving. They're always bada-boom, and they're, you know, they don't keep track of little dates and little things that women are very good at dates in terms of birthdays and anniversaries and remember back when we first met and things like that. So I think it's a really good idea for gentlemen as well to keep track of things. You know, even if you have to buy a notebook or you have your Palm Pilot, whatever you guys use to keep notes in, maintaining a record of things like that is really important. Little special dates?
Anniversaries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The dates of any special occurrences in your relationship, like the fun trip to whatever, the first time you went to this fabulous restaurant, or the time that your partner surprised you at work and took you to lunch. See, your partner will love it when you remember and refer to something that they did for you or a special time you had together.
Mm.
Something else that's really a good idea, if you write down things that your partner likes to do, whatever hobbies they have, which you think is weird.
No,
I mean, we all have our own little
hobbies
and strange
right.
things that we do.
Right.
I think it's really important to kind of note the little things like some of the women clients. I was talking to a woman client. And she collects frogs.
Mm.
Okay, I know that sounds really strange.
Yeah.
But anyway, her husband buys her frogs, little things, little frogs, and draws pictures of frogs. And he...
That's
His little
crazy.
Pet name is Your Froggy. So, anyway, things, collectibles. You do little things. You give little gifts. You take these into consideration.
And they don't need to be expensive.
Oh, no.
It's the simple things in life.
Exactly.
That bring the greatest joy.
Exactly. The note-taking and, you know, little things like that. So, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a great idea. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little break. You are really talkative. I love the way that... You know, I love the way that you are helping us out here and helping the gentlemen listeners, especially the day after Valentine's Day. Hopefully, maybe we'll hear some people.
It's still not too late.
Tell us how their Valentine's Day went. 866-515-6977. And we're going to take a short break right now. This is Dr. Michelle with my life coach friend, Mark Stevens. We'll be right back. It's breaking all the rules. We were talking about, this is Dr. Michelle, by the way, on the couch. And here we are. I'm your, I just say I'm your friendly psychologist. We're broadcasting out of Los Angeles. Beautiful day. Look at this view out of this window. My special guest is Mark Stevens. He talks with a lot of primarily gentlemen about how to spice up their relationships, how to work on, making their romance flourish. We had Valentine's Day yesterday, and we were talking about some of the gentlemen he was speaking to earlier, just trying to get them to spice things up a little bit, not only on Valentine's Day, right, but forever. Keep that thing going.
Every day.
You got to work on it. It's work sometimes. A relationship is work. We all know that.
You know what? There's many parts of life, and having a relationship should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It should be tantalizing. It should be sensuous. It should be, you know, something that you look forward to.
Exactly. So what we were talking about is that movie, Knocked Up. I particularly didn't think it was a great film. I don't know. A lot of people thought it was hysterical and funny. And it is certainly a situation we have in our lives today. And a lot of my clients have that kind of situation where, I don't know if you guys know the scenario. You may have seen it or rented it or whatever. But a couple has to... couple goes out, they meet each other in a club, and they have a fling that night. They're both, you know, bombed. And then she gets pregnant, and they don't even really know each other, and he's very different from her. And they're both kind of like, what? She decides to have the child. To make a long story short, I believe they have another couple. Is it the sister?
It's her sister.
Oh, it's her sister. Her sister is in a relationship and a marriage, and they have kids. Her sister's been married for a while. And there's a scene with the sister and her husband, who have been married for quite a long time, and they're talking about romance, right? They're talking
right.
about making love. And she's in the bathroom, and she's brushing her teeth, and he's in the bathroom. He just came out of the toilet, and he comes up to her, and he says, do you want to have sex?
Well, right? It's not that he was coming out
yeah.
of the toilet.
He can't really remember this.
He started doing the clues. You know,
yeah.
he was, I think he had a pair of pajama bottoms on.
Uh-huh.
He goes up to her and says, hey honey, let's have sex tonight.
Yeah.
And you know, she goes, ugh.
Oh my god.
You know,
that's
she
right.
looks around and she says,
exactly.
I have constipation.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Says, she says, look, if you really want to, we can. And he goes, boy, that really makes me horny.
Does that make you Randy? Oh, I love that. That's a great scene. I remember that.
But
now.
There's a classic. There's
yes.
a classic moment where mm-hmm. the woman, the man is, mm-hmm. you know, doing all the right,
right.
clues,
right.
doing all the right things, and here she is. She's tired in the relationship. She's married. She takes care of the kids.
Right.
And she had a perfect moment there to be romantic.
Exactly.
But she was being honest. She
right.
didn't feel that well.
She had constipation.
But you know what? At that moment, she could have said something like, honey, you know what? You know, give me a couple minutes.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
Take a shower.
There you,
know?
You go.
Here, honey, you want to take a shower together?
Oh,
take
I like
a
that.
Bubble bath. Maybe there wasn't enough time. But don't tell
yes.
your husband, honey, I've got constipation
oh, okay.
right now.
So
I, you know, sure, let's have sex.
Yeah. So you're suggesting that people be a little more tactful.
It could have been handled.
That was the whole thing we were talking about a little earlier about, you know, just keep a little mystery. Okay, you've been married 20 some years. Keep a little mystery still. You keep it fresh. Don't you know?
You don't have to go to the bathroom in front of each other.
Ugh.
You just it's
yeah.
it's not that important.
Okay. Right.
That part of your life can
right.
be, you know, something that you can keep close to your heart.
Right, exactly. yeah. Gentleman client who I have comes in and, you know, says his wife, now that we've talked about that movie scene, you know, there's just everything's out in the open, and if she's feeling bad, she describes all of her pains and aches and all of her, you know, issues going on, and by the time she's through, and it's not, I'm not saying it's a woman thing, and I'm not really putting her down, but it's just kind of rethinking how we express ourselves with our partners and our lovers. So, but yeah, he says that it's just a little too much information, and especially when you're trying to warm up to getting intimate, and even not having sex, like you said, just cuddling or hugging or whatever, it's just too much information. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, something that
yeah.
just occurred to me.
Mm.
You know, there's an old saying, chick movie.
Right.
Okay. You know, take your wife or your girlfriend to a chick movie.
Yeah.
Let her cry in your chest.
Ooh,
it's
I like that.
It's a wonderful cathartic experience.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. You know? So back down on those explosive blow up killer.
The Rambo.
Know. Oh, okay.
If you want a romantic evening, yeah. don't go to see Rambo.
I like it. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, go to see more like a chick film or something.
Go
yeah, that's great.
Go see a chick film.
Okay, great. Now, that's a good idea. And I love all the suggestions you've been giving. Let's just talk about some of the more ideas and throw in some of your ideas, too. Areas of romance, what to do, spice things up. Kiss. Like we said, go up to your partner and give them a hug and kiss. Unexpected. You know, sneak up on them and come behind them and give them a big kiss. Don't scare them. But take your partner's hand. Women love when a gentleman takes their hand, her boyfriend or husband, and kisses their hand. That's different, especially, you know, hey.
You know, one of my clients actually came up to me, and he told me, he says he was at a party with his wife, and he took her up to the bathroom.
Okay.
And they had a quickie.
Nice.
Absolutely. I went touche.
Okay. Well, that, you know, if they were happy and they had fun and they thought that was going to work, then that's great.
But that's something that you would do when you're romancing, when you're when you're in the beginning of your relationship.
The chase.
Why can't relationships be in the beginning stages?
Well, because we settle into a routine and we get living with each other.
And
we get I agree.
That's bull.
I totally agree.
You don't have to do that.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Here's something else that I tell some of my people is talking. You know, I'm the communication kind of gal.
Yes.
In my work, I'm really into saying things appropriately to each other. How do we talk to each other lovingly, you know? And we talked about the differences between men and women last week. And, you know, men debate, women relate. Men declare, you know, women are more, you know, they just, we do communicate differently. So communicating is really important. And saying things like, I really love you. You are my buddy. You are, I mean, just taking the time out to communicate. Tell them the things that they do that you really like, instead of, like many couples after years, complaining, you didn't do this. You didn't take care of this.
You didn't take the trash out.
Right.
Oh, why don't you ever clean the dishes?
Right. Right.
Boy, that's romantic.
No, exactly. Get rid of the negatives and look at the positives.
Absolutely.
Tell them that you are in love with them, fascinated by them. I love the way you, even if it's a small thing, if you have to pull something up, you know, I love the way that you stretch in the morning. I love the way you yawn when you're tired. It's so cute.
I love your nose.
Yeah, exactly. I love the way that, you know, whatever you can think of that would, you know, flatter your partner. Think of good things. Stop the negative. Stop the nagging. Stop the, guys, I'm talking to you too. I'm not just talking to women. I'm talking to the guys who say, oh, why didn't you do this? Or why can't you do that? Or whatever.
You know what's fun? Is instead of eating home every night or whatever, and I know that eating out is expensive.
Right.
But go to a cheaper restaurant. Mm. Go. They have all these restaurants now that you can have a burrito or, you know, healthy food.
Right.
Okay. And sit and look at each other's in each other's eyes and eat and have fun.
Right. So what you're saying is it doesn't have to be a really fancy, you know, romantic place with a five-star, that kind of thing.
No,
that's good. You know, something else I tell some of my clients is to try on the weekends, if they have kids, you know, have the kids go with whoever and take that afternoon and have a wine picnic.
Mm.
Go somewhere to a comfortable park. And have a wine picnic. Mm-hmm. Put things out and just get your snacks, sit down, go to the beach. Here and see, we're lucky because here in Southern California, we're very close to the ocean. So, I tell my clients to drive out to the ocean, take a walk, a romantic walk, set up a blanket, get some, you know what I'm saying?
Take a motorcycle ride.
That's great, too. You can always do that.
Take
a bike
blow.
Ride if you don't have a motorcycle.
Right.
Both of you. Take a long walk. That's something else that I... Hold hands. Take a walk. Talk about... Unfold your day. It's darker outside. It's getting... You know, take a walk. You know? It's really important to do. Touching. There's something really special about tactile sensation. When the opportunity presents itself, hold your partner's hand when you're walking, like I said. When you're sitting next to each other, when you're sitting on the couch, driving in the car, reach over and touch your partner's leg, ladies. Mm. He doesn't have to do that to you all the time. You get to do that too.
That's right.
Let them know you want to be with them, that you find them desirable. You know, reach out and touch them. Do all those things. Try to sit down and remember all those little things you did at the very beginning when the chase was on, when it was still exciting, and recreate some of those things. Teasing and horseplay. See, one of the most common things I see with relationships is you got to lighten up.
Oh, you got to laugh.
You've got to laugh. You've got to be able to laugh.
The worst things get, and I know there's a lot of financial pressures right now. I think people are concerned about the economy. People are concerned about what's, you know, house, home values and things. And very high pressure time right now.
Finances.
I know people are
feeling it. It's one of the big top five that makes relationships blow up.
And you got to just laugh about it.
Exactly.
Because if, you know, if you lose your laughter, you're losing everything.
Exactly.
You gotta laugh about it.
No, you do. You have to laugh. I mean, so you can, you know, ignore reality and all that, but I know what you're saying. You're saying you gotta lighten up. You gotta find the humor in things. Something else is you've got to defocus on the constant strain and stress every day. You've got to be able to lighten up and go see a funny movie. Rent a funny movie. Go see, I suggested the other day to one of my clients, I said, what is one of the funniest movies that you both have enjoyed in the past? And she said, I love Austin Powers. And he said, I think that guy's crazy. I love Mike Myers. I said, tonight your assignment is to watch your favorite Austin Powers movie and laugh. Get a snack, sit down, and laugh. Because, you know, it releases certain chemicals in the brain, just like every other kind of activity we do, whether it's exercise, sex, laughing. You know, we're releasing hormones, we're releasing chemicals. So it's really important to laugh and get your mind off all the stress and strains of the day. So that's a really important thing as well.
Touché, Dr. Michelle.
Thank Touché. You, sir. And thank you so much for, I want to just, I'm not saying goodbye, I'm just saying I want to thank you for being here.
Well, this is
my
fun.
Calling.
This is fun. We have a beautiful view. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's gorgeous out here.
I think we're done with the rain for a while.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
So
all the more for people to get out and make those special picnics or walks on the beaches just get out. Breathe the air. Take some time out from your crazy day inside.
Ah, here's a great idea. Okay. Share a hobby.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
A client of mine, he is into Taekwondo.
Yeah.
And him and his wife go to Taekwondo classes.
I love it.
Twice a week.
Oh, that's great.
And what they do is they fight each other.
There you go.
I think that's awesome. I thought that was
they
a great
They fight subject. Each other.
They spar.
Oh,
they
okay.
Spar.
So they're all padded up.
They're all padded
so
up.
So it's safe. They're not,
it's safe.
No, you're not advocating physical violence.
No physical violence. But it's fun because he is into it. She's into it. They break boards. They do flying knife kicks.
I like that.
Yeah. And here they are. They're fighting each other. They're sparring together.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing it together.
So little does the master of the Taekwondo studio know that he's a relationship or a couple therapist as well. Oh, that's funny. I like that. I think that's a great idea. And they both get exercise that way. And
they get exercise.
That's great.
Plus, when there's a problem, they work it out physically.
I usually don't advocate that, but no, I see what you're saying. If you share a hobby.
Sure. It could be anything.
That's a great idea. No, hiking is wonderful, too. I have couples who, you know, they just get out and they go up in the mountain. There's lots of mountainous areas.
Mm.
The Santa Monica Mountains around this, you know, and there's Malibu. There's lots of...
Griffith Park.
Griffith Park's great.
Mm.
Hiking is a wonderful thing because you can, you know, you can just go far and disappear.
There's running clubs.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly.
There is anything out there that you want to share with your lover.
So you're talking about, we've already talked about all the touchy-feely and sexy and romantic things. So you're saying get a hobby, too, together. Do something that you guys can enjoy that's not necessarily romantic, but something you guys can both enjoy and spend time as buddies,
now,
friends.
Now, I'm not just speaking about male-female.
Right.
This works with the heterosexual and homosexual
absolutely communities. Absolutely. No, so. No, exactly. Anybody who
is in
wants
love.
To, yes, exactly, and make better relationships.
Anybody who's in love.
So I talked about teasing and horseplay and laughter and getting a fun movie. And something else that's really important, and it was, we talked about, we touched on it, but I can't emphasize it enough, is courtesy. You see, courtesy and chivalry. Being courteous, not going to, oh, you wanna make love tonight? Ugh, I'm constipated. No, courtesy, being appropriate, being a little more mystery, a little, remember to say thank you and please, thank you, and mean it. Can you please get that for me, honey? Show them that you appreciate the gift of their company in your life. Thank you, honey, so much. And guys, you can always be chivalrous. I can't say that today.
Chivalry.
Thank you. Get the door for her. Hold it open for her, maybe. You don't always have to do that. We're all tired. We women are very bold. We just do our own thing. But sometimes getting that door open for us or helping us walk through a step, down a step a little bit, goes a long way in
holding
her loving.
Hand
holding
as
her
she's
hand.
Going downstairs.
Offer to carry things for your partner. That's a great one. She may or may not accept the offer, but it'll please them greatly if you put it out there. Hey, can I help you with that? You know, it shows that you're thinking of them. Compliment. This is a biggie. You know, honest, sincere thoughts you give your partner. We talked about saying things that you can think of. I love the way you stretch in the morning. It's so cute. Or when someone does, your partner does something for you, make sure they know it. God, I really appreciate the way you did that for me today. You don't have to bring it up right away. You might think about it later, but as long as you bring it up, it's great.
But be honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the lady in the relationship doesn't make the correct
food
or something that the man doesn't
like.
Say, honey, you know, that wasn't very good, you know.
Okay.
Really, honesty in a relationship is, it goes a long way.
Yeah, or
because
you know,
then
I,
the kisses
yeah.
and the hugs
right,
really
right.
mean something.
Well, exactly.
You're building the relationship on strong foundation.
Trust. You're trusting someone because you know that they'll be honest with you. And when you're being honest with someone, as I said too, the communication part is you have to be tactful. You have to set it up in a certain way. And instead mm-hmm. of saying, you know, that meal really wasn't good, the way I would suggest people talk to each other is say, you know, I prefer the way that you cook your chicken rather than this. I prefer the way you, my favorite meal is your fettuccine.
That's
rather
right.
than mm-hmm. this particular way you do this.
Mm-hmm.
But this
mm-hmm.
was, I really appreciate, but you know, and I really prefer the way. So, you know, it's, but yeah, no, you're right. Honesty, you know, really instills trust, you know, with people. So it's really important to do. So we talked about all the romance. We talked about expressing, taking time together, holding hands, doing all those fun little things that you can do, romantic baths, affection in public, holding each other's hands.
Spontaneous acts.
Spontaneous sex is good if you can find the time for it. isn't that the couple here? Yeah, that's the both people are working and they're trying to manage their lives. But no, it's true. Sometimes we have to plan to be spontaneous, but that's really important too. Go out early, get that bottle of champagne.
Well, that's what Friday nights are for, and that's
yeah.
what the weekends are for.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or not. Or weeknights, if you can pull it off.
Well.
You know, that's a really good idea.
But when you have kids and you got responsibilities, I always tell my clients, you know, Friday night is a very special night.
Yeah.
It was special when I was a kid. You know, when I was growing up, I was a teenager, mm-hmm. a young adult.
Right.
I always looked forward to Friday nights. I mean,
I think we all did.
Rock and roll songs were made for Friday nights.
That's right.
Okay.
So you have the romance all ready to go.
So Friday nights.
So make
are
plans
great.
For
make
Friday
plans.
And Saturday.
You and worked all day.
Yeah.
Friday night. Hey, it's Friday today.
Exactly.
So, you know, Valentine's Day was just yesterday. Hey, it's a Valentine weekend.
There you go.
Have an extended weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, there's and so many small acts of kindness we can do that our partners will take to heart. Romantic gestures. You know what? I tell some of the ladies and gentlemen to make a little call on their cell phone to each other and just say, I love you.
Ooh.
Thinking of you. Can't wait to be with you tonight.
Or texting.
Texting's sexy. Texting sexy messages. That's always fun.
I-L-U.
Yeah. There you go. Or little naughty suggestions. So your husband or wife is in the middle of a meeting, and then they get out. They go, oh, I've got a call. Oh, and they're reading a text. It makes them kind of lighten up a little bit.
Sure.
Something they can look forward to later. You know, you can just, no matter what you give, how often you give, do it with sincerity, true love, respect, have fun. You can always strive to remember what, you know, things that you can do. It is sometimes work, but you got to make it fun for yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. And don't fault your partner. Ladies, don't fault the gentleman if they have to write things down, because guys really are task focus oriented. And we women are carrying things around with us. We always go back. We remember a lot. We have a lot of emotion memories. And so sometimes guys have to write things down so they don't forget. It shouldn't mean anything. The fact that he's going to write something down, like an anniversary or the first place you went on your date or your song. Maybe he might not know that. Mm. Your favorite whatever. That's okay. The fact that he's doing that is really important. Mm. You know, that he's taking the time to do that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's always important to I love you day. I love you day. It's an I love you day today. It's a let's get crazy weekend. It's a I'm going to surprise you day. Little surprises are wonderful, and you don't have to be wealthy. You can leave little Hershey's kisses or what are those in little places where you know your partner is going to find them.
Perfect idea.
Yeah.
Touche.
Exactly. Or you can leave little hearts on their notepads, things like that. It makes them happy. You know, so those are the kind of little sexy things you can do.
Oh, yeah.
That I think is great.
I like that.
I do, too. I like that a lot. So, anyway, we're talking about romance and making the romance work and how to keep things exciting in your life. And even after being married for so many years, all the things you can do. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, no matter who you're with or if you're, you know, if you're starting up a relationship or planning on it, these are always good tips to listen to. You know, these are things that you can plan on in your future relationship. If you have no one, you know, many of my clients who I saw this week, they said, I'm so depressed. It's Valentine's Day. I'm such a loser. I don't have a date. I'm not with anyone. I haven't found. That's okay. That's all right. You can plan on the things that you're going to do when you do find. I always encourage a lot of people to, you know, find ways to get out socially, join clubs, interests or hobby groups that they're in, put it out there socially, become a member of a local church or synagogue or whatever you, put it out there socially. Mm. One of my clients joined the art museum, the LA County Art Museum, so that, and she loves art, so she can go out to these functions and meet people, meet singles. All you have to do is go online and look for local. And this is not, I'm not talking about dating websites or anything like that. I mean, there's so many things you can do to put it out there to meet people as well. So these are all good ideas for you to start getting social. And just because you're not with someone right now or you don't have a romantic relationship, again, to all the people who came in this week and said, oh, I'm such a loser. I'm not. No, maybe you're going through a transition. Maybe you're not ready right now. Maybe you just got off a bad relationship and you need some downtime to explore yourself and what you might have done to contribute to the problems in that relationship. And that's okay. That's all right. We all do it and we all go through it. So, but these are all ideas that you can use to help you and to, you know, keep your romance alive and or your future romance.
In closing, I think, Dr. Michelle, that it's very tough sometimes for people to get off their couch, to shut the TV off, and just get going.
Uh-huh.
Get going.
Yes.
Kick yourself in the butt and go. Make it happen. Do it. Feel good about it.
Right.
Look at yourself in the mirror. Honestly. Pluck those weird hairs that are growing out of your eyebrows.
So you're telling this to your male people.
I'm telling this to the male people, to anybody out there. Look at yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to date you?
That's a good question.
That's a good one.
That's really truthful. When you pose that to some of the gentlemen you talk to, what do they say? Most of them say,
I'm gorgeous. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
I'm a good-looking guy. Huh? Well, you're wearing 42-inch pants, you know, waist. And maybe you need to lose 10 inches. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but... yeah, be honest with yourself.
Yeah, it's always good
to... Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
This is your only body.
That's right. And also, taking care of yourself means helping your mind as well, because when you look good, you feel good.
When you look good, you feel good.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's a really good idea.
That's right.
So, well, I guess it's about time to go.
No.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about...
Thank you for having me.
...A Guide to Romance and specifically helping a lot of gentlemen out.
Damn
right?
Me.
No, they can't. If you'd like to contact me, by the way, Dr. Michelle on the Couch. You can find me at DrMichelle@AOL.com or my domain site, DrMichelleTherapy@AOL.com. And this is On the Couch. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back next Friday, and we're going to be talking about more exciting things to stir up relationships and help you with your problems as well.